I'm Brian Mackey. This is the 21st show. We are broadcasting from the 21st state, and today is the 21st of September. Of course, that is the hit song September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. It is celebrated every September 21st, asking that simple question, do you remember? So, especially given that we are the 21st show, we felt it was only appropriate to have a conversation about the chart-topping band today, going back to their roots, which turn out to be from Chicago, Illinois. Again, the 21st state. Joining us now to talk about the origins of Earth, Wind, and Fire and their iconic sound is Trenton Bailey, the author of Do You Remember? Celebrating 50 years of Earth, Wind, and Fire. It is coming out in January. Trenton, welcome to the 21st show. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, as I understand it, Earth, Wind, and Fire formed in Chicago, 1969. Talk more about their origin story, please.
Okay. Earth, Wind, and Fire was formed by Mr. Maurice White. And Maurice White was originally from Memphis, Tennessee, but after graduating high school, you know, he relocated to Chicago. He was raised in Memphis by his grandmother. Then he moved in with his mother and stepfather in Chicago, I believe it was 1961. And most of his young life, he was a drummer, like in the junior high school band, the high school band. So soon after he relocated to Chicago, he became a session drummer at Chess Records.
Nice.
And he played on a lot of sides for several musicians at Chess Records. And during that time, he also enrolled at the Chicago Conservatory of Music, where he learned to master different styles of music.
And so how does the band come about?
The band comes about a few years later. I'm just giving you some, background on Maurice's, his training. Like I said, he joined the conservatory like in the mid 60s. Not too long after that, he was asked to join the Ramsey Lewis Trio. Some of you may know that Ramsey Lewis passed last week at the age of 87. May he rise in paradise. But he was a drummer for the Ramsey Lewis Trio for about 3 years, I want to say. Now, during that time, while he was with the Ramsey Lewis Trio, the Black Arts Movement was going on. It had began around 1965. And Chicago was one of the main, you know, hubs for the Black Arts Movement, Chicago and New York. And Maurice White would often visit a place called the Afro Arts Theater. It was founded by a jazz musician named Bill Corwin. It was located in the old Oakland Square Theater at 3947 South Drexel, on the south side of Chicago. And this place was a hub for, Black art, Black liberation. A lot of folks visited there, like Gwendolyn Brooks, Stokely Carmichael, Leroy Jones, who later became Amiri Baraka. So a lot of, artists came to this place, and Maurice White was influenced by that. Bill Corwin also was a player of the instrument that Maurice called the kalimba, but Bill Corwin called his the Frankie Bone. So after traveling with the Ramsey Lewis Trio for, like I said, 3 years in 1969, Maurice White decided to leave and form his own band because he had a vision of what this band would, be like. He wanted to have choreography, magic, and a horn section. So in 1969, he formed the band with some local musicians. And at this time, the band was not called Earth, Wind, and Fire. It was another name. But I don't want to give out the name right now. Some people call it comical, and they believe that the name that he chose at first would have never, stuck. So once you all check out the book, you may be surprised at the name.
All right, got to read the book to find that out. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's maybe we can transition then to talking a little bit about Earth, Wind, and Fire sound, because you mentioned he wanted that horn section. He wanted the, what do you say, the show of it, right, with the backdrops and the costumes and the choreography and everything. But let's talk about that sound, right, because it spans R&B and soul and disco and even some Latin. How did they get that sound?
Okay, Maurice White had the idea. It came to him. He said he was in a hotel room one night, and there was a lot of chaos going on downstairs. So he said that the song kind of evolved, and actually, it was written by him, Al McKay, and Allie Willis. That was the first song that Allie Willis had written for the group. I think she passed in 2020. May she rise in paradise. So Maurice White would get her to, he had her to read several books, unconventional books, like The Greatest Salesman in the World, because he wanted to expose her to different things and take her out of the norms of conventional thinking. He believed that inhibitions kill imagination and mysticism helps keep it alive. So this song, came about from those three. I'm sure you all remember the first three lines of the song. Do you remember the 21st night of September? Love was changing the minds of pretenders while chasing the clouds away. And that famous chorus, body ya, body yadi yadi ya. Allie Willis did not, like that at first, but Maurice, told her, if it's, sounds good, if it seems good, just flow with it. And this song became, a great hit. It's the most requested song by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No doubt. All right. And it's the reason we're having this conversation today. Let's listen to another snippet of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And let me just remind listeners, this is the 21st show. It's the 21st of September, although the 21st morning of September. But we are marking Earth, Wind, and Fire in that song that is always played a lot around this time of year. We're speaking with Trenton Bailey, who's the author of the forthcoming Do You Remember? Celebrating 50 Years of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let's listen to a snippet of another EWF song. This is Fantasy from their 1977 album, All in All. People are dancing across the state of Illinois right now. All right. Can you, what are we hearing there? What gives that song, what is it about that, that you can hear Earth, Wind, and Fire's iconic sound in that?
Fantasy. This song was written after Maurice White went to see the movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, I want to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was intrigued by that movie. And Maurice White, he's a mystic, he's always believed in the afterlife, in the spirit and the soul, traveling. So during this time, in the mid to late 70s, a lot of black artists was using space vehicles. Earth, Wind, and Fire used the pyramids, Parliament Funkadelic used the mothership, and they saw that as an escape, in some kind of way for, black people to leave an oppressive land in one sense. And in another sense, for anybody who's, dealing with something, every man has a place in his heart, there's a space, your fantasy, go after your fantasy, you can achieve certain, dreams and all this and that. So, don't just be bogged down by your physical circumstances. Things can get better.
Yeah, I like how you're drawing that connection. I mean, it goes from they're formed in this era in the late 60s in Chicago. You have the Black Power movement, Black liberation, and it inspires these, you know, musicians who then develop these ideas of fantasy and taking off into space and escaping from an unkind land. Talk a little bit in the time we have remaining. I mean, Earth, Wind, and Fire, they win 6 Grammys. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They've been honored at the Kennedy Center and a lot more. Yeah. How do you sum up the band's impact on music, both in general, but Black music in particular?
Well, music in general, I think they gave a universal message. That's why everyone loves Earth, Wind, and Fire all over the world. Different age groups, different, you know, races, creeds. So, and as for Black music, I think the fact that they infused a lot of different styles, you know, the jazz, the gospel, you know, the funk, disco, you know, I think everyone just loved Earth, Wind, and Fire. And because of the unique horn section, the way their, you know, horn section played, it seemed like it was just so difficult, but they made it just, you know, seem easy, you know. I mean, just a very unique sound.
I want to share a text message we got from a listener, Eunice, who says, I feel like September, the song we started with, is memed so much that it distracts people from the fact that Earth, Wind, and Fire is God tier, is how she put it. Trent, how big a role does that meme have in keeping EWF front and center in people's minds?
I really can't explain it. I mean, you know, like I said, art is the creation of something beautiful.
Yeah.
And they created some great art. I mean, people can't help but to be, you know, drawn to it and just to love it. That's it. All age groups, I mean, people who are not even, you know, living in the, you know, 70s or even the 80s. I mean, these young folks, they love this song and they love Earth, Wind, and Fire's music. So, I mean, there's just no way to explain it. You know, God gave Maurice White a gift, and he shared it with the world.
What is your favorite EWF song and why?
How are you going to put me on the spot like that? Oh, boy. It's so many. I think Fantasy is one. September is another. Let's Groove. Fall in Love with Me. And there are some songs that people may not have even heard. There's a song called Touch from the Electric Universe album, a song called You from the Faces album. Like, there's just so many. I can't just pinpoint one favorite song.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us, Trenton Bailey. We really appreciate your time. The book is Do You Remember? Celebrating 50 Years of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Today is the 21st of September. That book is going to be coming out in January. You can already find it now on Amazon and wherever you get your books. The song we're going to end with today is Let's Groove. This is the 21st Show. We're a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.